This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So, Nancy Pelosi called a 9/11 attack an incident. An incident. You know, like somebody breaking your glass, you know, your door on your car, you know, the glass on your car. That's an incident. You ever had your car broken into? You know, they steal the change, the crackhead steal the change out of the middle console. That's an incident. Flying planes into into buildings and killing 3,000 people in one fell swoop is not exactly an incident. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. It's Kevin Jackson Show. She said this last week. 9/11 is an incident. Look, there are things that make you understand the liberal mind pretty clearly. You can't even slip up and think of 9/11 as an incident. I mean, even in a deranged brain, you can't go, yeah, so, you know, you remember that incident on 9/11. No, you'd go, do you remember that tragedy? Do you remember this horrific thing that happened on 9/11? It's not an incident. An incidental thing like, oh, you had a little piece of something in your tooth. Yeah, you remember that time? Yeah. No, this is a big deal. And Nancy Pelosi sees it as an incident. And she says it nonchalantly. You know what I mean? It's like you're talking about 9/11. Well, you remember 9/11 when they killed those 3,000 people. I mean, you get what I'm saying? There's no way to think about that without if you're an American, you cannot think of that. I'm talking about an empathetic American. You can't think of that situation. Okay, incident. You want to use that word? Fine. You can't think of that incident without going, you remember on 9/11 we lost 3,000 people. You can't brush over that. Even as a comedian, you can't go, yeah, you remember, so on this, you remember 9/11, they killed 3,000 people? Yeah. Nothing funny about it. It's nothing except a tragedy. And I'm talking about a horrific day in American history where a group of Muslims who hate us because we are an amazing country, that's the only reason, and because many of these expansionist leftists have pissed them off, whatever you want to think of it, but they decided they're going to get even with us by flying planes into the World Trade Center. That's your, I mean, hey, I tell you what, how about we talk? How about we talk it out? I mean, look, we can fight all the time if you want. You're going to lose. If you want to fight the U.S., we can beat you up. Why don't you want to talk? Oh, Kevin, they've got that 1,000-plus-year strategy. Okay. All right. I know we're only a couple hundred years old, and they can wait us out. But we've done pretty well for 200 years. I don't think I would keep waiting on us. Now, I know. We got lefties. We got people fighting within. Look at what happened to them. They had a few decades. This hasn't been a completely conservative time that these people have, you know, come against us. We've had a pretty big chunk of our history where we've been led by communists and anarchists and Marxists and other ists that do not agree with our philosophy, with the very core in which America was founded. We've had quite a bit of time. And they implemented systems that would have probably broken the back of many other nations. But it did not break America, baby. On November the 8th of 2016, Happy New Year, we whooped that booty, okay? And so, given that is the backdrop, go for it. Go for it, Muslims. Go for it, communists, socialists, Marxists, whatever you call yourselves, because you're going to be on the bad side of this one. It wasn't an incident. It was an affront, an attack, a tragedy, devastation is what occurred, and the left see it as an incident. And that's what they see Islam as. Oh, it's just a thing. No, it isn't. There are ideologies that do not agree with us. And that's one. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to go, you know, in the civilized world, we don't treat women as second-class citizens. And you know what's funny about this? I mean, it's not funny because it's so stupid, and what I'm going to say is going to be something you've heard 1,000 times, but we are fighting on behalf of the women's movement. As much as I can't stand those broads, we're fighting on behalf of the women's movement, not for them, but for our women, our ladies, because we do treat them with respect. And the women's movement will fight us tooth and nail just to prove their point. They want to win. So how about we end up losing? I'm thinking the women here, speaking as a woman. How about we end up losing in our win? We're going to defeat these silly Republicans, these silly conservatives, who really do see women as equals. We're going to defeat them. And we're going to bring in this ideology that makes us subservient to men. Huh? Somebody help me wrap my mind around that one. But that's where we are. So they love these ideological battles, these leftists do, that get them nothing except a loss in the end. They end up losing in the end. I don't get it. So it isn't an incident. It's a very serious matter. A historical event is what it is. A tragic historical event. That Nancy Pelosi, and I'm putting you in the head of these fools, because you got to go there. You got to go there. I know it's a dangerous place, but I've armed you. Oh, yeah, if you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you've been armed. Even if you've only listened for a day, you have been armed. Speaking of which, we should do some mail. I got a letter from a lady, I think she's 82 or something, from Sarasota. And she says, she's like, Kevin, you're my son. You're like one of my kids. And I got a bunch of them. Okay. So I got a new mom. I got to let Mary know because I adopted Mary and Frank about 10 years ago. An older white couple. They treat me like it's like one of their children. They do treat me like one of the children. But yeah, so I got an 82-year-old mother in Florida. I believe she's out of Sarasota because we're on WLSS out there. And she sent me a note. She's adopting me. I gladly accept. Just put me in the will. Put me in the will, Mom. Oh, man, lots to talk about today. So there's all this miscellaneous news I wanted to cover, and I was going to cover it all in this segment. And you know the only thing we talked about? Pelosi saying 9/11 is an incident? Because I'm outraged, and you should be outraged. Because when you get inside of the head of the left, what you see is what could be devastating. It is devastating. They see it as, it's a flick. It's just flick that off. Don't worry about the Muslims. They're not going to do anything to you. So what? They kill those 3,000 people in an incident. So what? They kill more people in one. What? This Orlando nightclub. So what? The LGBT community is afraid, though. And see, that's leftism. You can get them killing each other because that's their philosophy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We haven't verified this, but I heard that Michael Cohen testified that he knew nothing of, that Donald Trump knew nothing of Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting with the Russians. And, honestly, who cares, right? The meeting with the Russians was no big deal. Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting with the Russians, the only thing that would make this interesting is that Donald Trump Sr. already said, I didn't know. And as much as they want to make this guy out to be a liar, I believe him. It's an easy thing to say. Look, when you get to be a billionaire, you don't need to lie to people. If you don't like something, you go, no, I don't like it. You know what I mean? As a liar from the past, when I was a kid, you know, because I was embarrassed about my family, like my dad being in prison and all that, I can tell you, you lie. You just kind of... Did you sweep the porch? Yeah. Even though you didn't. And somebody can go right out and look at it and go, ooh, you didn't sweep it. You're like, oh, yeah. Because you just panic. You don't know. What's the motive? What are you judging me? When you're a billionaire, you just tell the freaking truth. Does this dress make me look fat? Yeah, yeah. No, actually, your fat makes you look fat. Bam. Right? So you don't. For Donald Trump, did you go to the meeting? No. Did you know about it? No. No, I didn't. End of story. And I know, for all my past aside, I can tell you I understand the psyche of people. I've been around them. When you don't have a care in the world, it's like the emperor. And I'm not trying to, you know, make it like Trump is, ooh, he's so big he doesn't have to lie. But I'm just saying, he's like, well, maybe occasionally to save somebody, you know, doesn't want to feel bad or whatever, he might tell a white lie. But as far as, did you know of the meeting with Donald Trump Jr.? No, I didn't know. But what, you know, I mean, that's just too easy to not disagree. Oh, he knew, he absolutely knew because he knew this and that. No, he didn't. That's minutia. Donald Trump would be crazy to be worried about minutia. Did you know that Jeff Sessions was going to meet with so-and-so? No. There's a thing that, I forget the term we used to use when I was in corporate America. And I was a young engineer, electrical engineer. And with the guy who was the president of our company, I can see him as plain as day, but I can't remember his name. But he would say, does it rise to this level that I need to know about it? And I forget what he taught, there were two things I remember, that and brutal honesty. He says, we're going to deal in brutal honesty in this company. I'm going to give you the numbers. You're going to know where you stand. Okay, great. Brutal honesty. And does it rise to the level that it needs to rise? You know, does it rise to that? And I just remember, and of course, as an adult and getting my own companies and all that stuff, there's stuff that I just don't care about. One of my IT people, God love her, she's like a sister to me. She went, well, Kevin, here's what I did. I had to take the HTML code and I was like, whoa. Don't know what that is. I mean, I know what HTML code is. But I'm saying, she wants to give me the play-by-play of everything she did to solve the problem. And you know what I want to know? Is the problem solved? Yes? Okay. End of story. Were three Guatemalan midgets hurt in the process? I don't really care. We got lots of them. You know? So it didn't matter. And that's kind of where Trump is. There's no other way you can be effective is if you're not filtering. Right? And just for the record, this is what the people on your staff are paid to do. They're paid to keep the minutia off your plate. It frees up your brain. Right? It's like asking somebody, your administrative assistant coming in and going, hey, listen, do you like this color of this outfit I chose this morning? You're fired. Nobody cares. Her job is to keep all this stuff off of you. Exactly. So this is why Donald Trump wasn't aware of that. And, I mean, look, let me just tell you this. Cohen's testimony, whatever it may be, and for the record, we have not verified that this is the case. This was a tweet that I saw, one of my Twitter followers. Hey, Kevin, did you see this breaking news? And I was like, this was a day or so ago. And I'm going, no, I didn't see it. And I'm not just going to believe it. But if it's indeed the case, I'll tell you this, I'm not surprised. Not one bit would I be surprised. Cohen, I mean, okay, let's just back this up a bit. Your attorney is audio taping you without your knowledge. Now, I don't know how you feel, but I immediately say to myself, what a piece of crap. See, Donald Trump hires the prototypical, the New York Jew attorney, and he's doing business. It's not about politics, it's business. And somewhere along the way, when it switched to politics, the New York Jewish attorney let his you know, you could see the him because he pulled his skirt up, and now you know he's a flaming leftist, and at that point he starts taping Trump. I'm gonna bet you money that Cohen doesn't have any tapes of Donald Trump prior to Trump declaring to be president. I'm gonna bet you money. I'm gonna bet you money that Cohen started taping Trump after he declared he was a Republican. Because until then, it was a nice fat paycheck from a fellow New Yorker who you could disagree with from time to time, but it wasn't all about politics. It was about business, okay? Then suddenly, it becomes political, and this guy says, I might be able to bring this guy down. I don't know. I'm speculating. But here's what I'm not speculating about. Cohen doesn't have anything on Trump that, you know, would be just going to ruin him. And Trump would say, look, I'm having a discussion with a trusted advisor on how I should do things, where, you know, run my business. Like, let's say it's a lawsuit. And Trump's going, it's nonsense. And he goes, well, you know, should you settle? I mean, I don't want to settle, but I mean, you know how it's going to look, optics, if I don't, this, that, and the other. Can you imagine every business person's attorney did this? I will tell you what I think is going on in New York. I would venture to say they're looking to pass a law that says you can't. Maybe as an individual, you could record somebody in a conversation one unilaterally, but as an attorney, they should be disbarred. How dare you? It's like he's setting you up to break attorney-client privilege. So, look, I love that the left put all their faith. Yet again, they got a new great white hope that's going to bring down Jack Johnson, because Donald Trump is Jack Johnson. He's the black heavyweight champ of the world that these guys want to knock off his pedestal. We'll put that darkie in his place. That's what they used to call us. They called us darkies. We'll put him in his place. And Donald Trump's just poof, 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 knocking dudes out, man. And that's exactly what you're witnessing. Think about it. I would love to get the attorney of every one of the Democrats and say, you come stand before the man. We're going to go raid your offices, raid everything you've done with so-and-so, with Adam Schiff or James Comey's attorney or any of them. I'd love to get their attorneys front and center and see what they have to say, see what they have to report. Yeah, this is ridiculous that this is continuing. But you know what? It's all going to work out good for Mr. Trump and for America. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The court-ordered deadline to reunite all eligible families that were separated at the U.S.-Mexico border has come and gone. Still, though, some children are separated from their parents. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen explains why.
We want to protect the children. So the reason that that number is remaining is either because we had no way to prove that the adult that they arrived with is a parent or guardian, and we continue to work with consulates and others to get information to understand if they are. But also some of these adults, unfortunately, are hardened criminals. And we're not going to place children at the hands of those who have already been convicted in some cases of kidnapping, of child abuse, of smuggling and trafficking.
White House Chief of Staff John Kelly is expected to stay on through the 2020 election. If Kelly does indeed stay on through the 2020 election, he will be one of the longest serving chiefs of staff in recent history. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our beer. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In case you missed it, the former leaders of the free world, or the free leftist world anyway, were seen dancing at a Jay-Z and Beyonce concert. Yeah, the Obamas. The duo danced to the song In Words in Paris. And I'm not joking. There's a song Jay-Z has, and it's, I'm going to say Negroes in Paris, and you'll know what I'm saying, right? You can still say Negro on the air, can you not? Okay, thank you, Mr. Producer. So, hello, my Negroes. This is Kevin Jackson of The Kevin Jackson Show, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255. If you want to call us, here's how USA Today reported Barack Obama and Michelle Obama jamming at the Beyonce Jay-Z concert. They said Beyonce and Jay-Z's On the Run 2 tour was in for a presidential treat over the weekend. Barack and Michelle Obama attended the couple's show Saturday night at FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland, and fans couldn't handle the way they commanded their dance moves. Concertgoers captured the former president and first lady dancing to Jay-Z's 2011 hit, Negroes in Paris. And let's just say, fans of the first family of hip-hop ended up getting a second show from the former first couple of the United States of America. That's what was reported, okay? So, the word that no white person dare say and keep his or her job, even if they're talking about it in context, Papa John, okay, is a hit song by Jay-Z. A hit song from 2011. And the former president and first nasty girl were jamming to it. Yeah, the press. You go, Michelle. Show them, baby. Show them the move, girl. Yeah, she totally nasty. Yeah, she nasty. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just ask Secret Service men. Yeah. All I can say was, Holy Mother of Imus. Holy Mother of Paula Deen. I can only imagine a scenario where President Trump and Melania could get away with this. Not that they would want to, because let's just put this out there. That's not very presidential. Now, they will tell you Donald Trump doesn't act very presidential. I don't see Donald Trump shaking his groove thing to anybody's music. I've never seen it. Now, maybe they do. Maybe he and Melania go out and, you know, do some Saturday Night Fever or what. I don't know. Do the hustle. Do the hustle. I don't see Donald Trump dancing, but if he does, you know, He's probably good. He's probably huge. He's probably very good at it, right? It would be wild. It would be great. It would be the greatest dance you've ever seen. I don't know. But I don't think they'd be dancing to Negroes in Paris. Yeah. What would be the equivalent? Like, white trash in Tupelo? Or, you know, white trash in San Francisco? What is the equivalent to Negroes in Paris? For white folks, I'm serious. I don't even know. And whatever it would be, I can't imagine Donald Trump and Melania up, you know, woo-hoo, you know, getting people to look. Let me tell you what that is. That's two people sensationalizing themselves. That's what it is. Barack and Michelle Obama are so marginalized at this point, it's ridiculous. They're so marginalized. And they're in big trouble. You know what? Make a big deal. I'm not mad at them. You can dance. The only thing I'm looking at is what would be the optics if Trump did it? Trump and Melania. Yeah. Check out the social media tweets. This is what April I Hate Trump Ryan said. Well, well, this DC on the Run concert with Jay-Z and Beyonce is very presidential. Former President Obama and former First Lady Mrs. Obama are here for this amazing show. Mrs. Obama was just in Paris for this show. Amazing show. That's what April Ryan said. You know, the one that said to Sarah Sanders, she won't even let me ask a question. I told you guys how big that was at the time when Sarah Sanders would not entertain. April kept, would you go answer this question? Hey, question. You got to answer this question? And Sarah Sanders, as soon as she finished, she'd go, okay, John, go ahead, ask your question. Well, you don't want to answer my question? John, go ahead. What? You ain't going to answer my question? Yeah, John, your turn. You speak. And I said to myself, there'll be no blowback on this. Sarah Sanders would be fine. People aren't going to be, it's racist. She's a misogynist. She's a homophobe. What? They're saying nothing. And what it shows you is that people are finally waking up saying, we aren't going for the race card. We're not going to let you play the victim card. When I call on you, you ask a question. When I stop calling on you, you shut your big fat mouth, woman. So that's what happened there. But I'll tell you this. You can bet your sweet butt cheeks that if Donald Trump and Melania were dancing to the song Negroes in Paris, Ryan would pull the race card. I can't believe that Donald Trump and Melania were dancing to a Jay-Z song that was calling people Negroes in Paris. It was embarrassing. It was so unpresidential. I cannot believe it. And Sarah Sanders would not take a question when I asked her about the decorum of the office of the presidency. And you could bet every one of these congressional circus clowns would be doing the same doggone thing. They'd all be chiming in. But when it's Michelle and Barack Obama, Ryan says it's presidential to be singing about Negroes in Paris. And I understand, I'm talking about the N-word. I'm not talking about, you know, autumn in New York. I'm not talking about a werewolf in Paris. I'm talking about Negroes, the N-word in Paris, a song that Jay-Z co-wrote with Kanye West and sings, and it was a hit in 2011. Now, I know they dance, but I don't know if the First Lady and the President, former First Lady, the dynamic black duo, I don't know if they mouthed the words. But I got the lyrics for you because I want you to hear, you know, because I'm figuring that a lot of you white folks who listen to the Kevin Jackson show don't know exactly what Jay-Z spits when he's rapping. So here's what he says. Here are the lyrics to Negroes in Paris. We're going to skate to one song and one song only. Ball so hard, mofos want to find me. Okay, I had to clean it up. So I ball so hard, mofos want to find me. But first, Negroes got to find me. What's 50 grand to a mofo like me? Can you please remind me? Ball so hard, this crap's crazy. Y'all don't know, that don't crap faze me. The Nets could go 0 for 82, and I look at this like crap gravy. Ball so hard, this crap weird. We ain't even supposed to be here. Ball so hard, since we here, it's only right that we be fair. Psycho, I'm liable to go Michael. Take your pick. Jackson, Tyson, Jordan, game six. Ball so hard, got a broke clock. Rollies that don't tick tock. Audemars is losing time, hidden behind all those big rocks. Ball so hard, I'm shocked too. I'm supposed to be locked up too. You escaped what I've escaped. You'd be in Paris getting effed up too. This is golden here. I mean, are you guys following along? Ball so hard, let's get faded. Le Maurice, like 6 days. Gold bottles, gold models, spilling ace on my sick J's. Ball so hard, I'm going to use witch. Witch, behave. Just might let you meet ye Chi-Town D-Rose. I'm moving the Nets to BK. Ball so hard, mofos want to find me. That crap cray, that crap cray, that crap cray. Ball so hard, mofos want to find me. That crap cray, that crap cray, that crap cray. That's just to get you going, okay? Now, here's where it gets really good. She said, ye, can we get married at the mall? I said, look like you need to crawl before you ball. Come and meet me in the bathroom stall and show me why you deserve to have it all. Ball so hard, that crap crazy, that crap cray. Ain't it, Jay? Ball so hard, what she order? What she order? Fish fillet? Ball so hard, your whip so cold, this old thing. Ball so hard, act like you ain't never been around mofos like this again. Bougie girl, grab her hand, F that witch. She don't want to dance. Excuse my French, but I'm in France. I'm just saying, Prince William ain't do it right if you ask me. Cause I was him, I would have married Kate and Ashley. What's Gucci, my Negro? What's Louis, my killer? What's drugs, my dealer? What's that jacket, Margiela? Doctors say I'm the illest cause I'm suffering from realness. Got my Negroes in Paris. And they going gorilla, huh? I mean, I can see that as anybody's wedding song. I mean, I don't know about you, but man, don't that make you want to just go settle down and tie the knot with somebody? Jump the broom. Come here, girl. I mean, that's poetry. That's just straight up poetry right there. Ball so hard, mofos want to find me. Ball so hard, mofos want to find me. Almost said it. That crap cray. That crap cray. That crap cray. Cray being crazy. Yeah. So that's what the Obamas were jamming to. Yeah. If anybody ever asks you what's presidential, just
this
send them here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Jim Jordan's throwing his hat in to be Speaker of the House, and I vote Jim Jordan, Speaker of the House. Boom! End the story. Endo story. Okay? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com. It's where you can find out more about us. We got a lot of things going on. Movies coming out September the 7th. Bleeding Blue. Limited release, but get in on it. We are doing what we found out is that movies are sexy for fundraisers. So we're allowing people to use our movie as a fundraiser. So, for example, if you're a radio station, I'm just putting this out there for some of my affiliates. If you want to sponsor Bleeding Blue in your area and make it a fundraiser, contact me. If you're a listener and you say, you know what, we have a big event that we do every year and we love to put it around something cool like a dinner and a movie, and then maybe, I can't guarantee I'm going to get there, but we can possibly get me there, or Kevin Sorbo, and we'll come up and we'll do a big fundraiser. Check it out. I mean, something to look into. Get a hold of us at kjradio.com or give me a call at 844-551-8255. Ryan is not a good Speaker of the House. And Jim Jordan, now that Ryan's getting out of there, Jim Jordan says, I want to be Speaker, and I love Jim Jordan. I think he'd be a great Speaker of the House. What do you guys think? Yeah, I do. I think he'd be great. Anyway, here's what Ryan did. Yet again, Ryan and McConnell showing their hands. These guys, they don't like Donald. Look, you know, here's the sad part. They don't like Trump because, as I said before, and you've heard me talk about this, there's a hierarchy in the Republican Party. It's like the military. And you don't go from major to general. And if you're a major, you don't go to the colonel. You go to the lieutenant colonel. Because if you'd go around the lieutenant colonel, you just ended your career. It's like what they call a careerless, CLM, a career-limiting move. You respect the chain of command. In the military, that's what you're taught. So, you know, a PFC goes to a squad leader, goes to his, you know, his, I mean, yeah, to a squad leader, goes to his platoon leader, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the way it works. And it keeps the filter system working correctly so that everybody's decision making gets tested at its proper authority level. And occasionally somebody shows really extreme courage and they get what's called a battlefield promotion. All right? But it's very rare. But guess what? Donald Trump got a battlefield promotion to general. All the other troops, all the other so-called leaders were killed in battle. And here comes PFC Trump. And he says, he looks around, it's nothing but a bunch of privates. And he says, well, looks like I'm in charge. Let's go do it. And they go take the mountain. And then they go take the beach, you know, and they take it. And next thing you know, he's running the country. He's got, you know, little Guatemalan midgets running around, you know, bringing drinks to people. And people are going, what just happened? And they go, well, PFC Trump, when everybody else was killed, the incompetent leadership was killed, PFC Trump, he took charge of the troops, and he took the beach, he took the mountain, he took over the country, and then he civilized it, brought in the Guatemalan midgets, and boom, the rest of his history here. And this is what Trump did. And he got himself a battlefield command, became a general. Not, he didn't go from PFC to sergeant to, you know, sergeant major, you know, to lieutenant, no, to colonel. No, he went straight to general. And the right cannot stand it, neither can the left, because it proves it can be done. It proves it can be done. All these people have invested all this time and energy in order to get to the top of the mountain. We've been to the mountain. I've seen the promised land, free at last, thank God. You know, anyway, not wrong reference, but you get what I'm saying. They have put all this time and energy in to climb up through the ranks. And I mean, they started out at the school board, and then they went to the, you know, the alderman or whatever, right? The councilman. And then maybe they got to be mayor. And then they were state rep, and then state senate, and, you know, whatever. And they've all been climbing this ladder, man, grueling it out, election after election, trying to get people's attention. You name it. They were doing it at every level. And at whatever level, the people above you are looking down at you going, don't you dare try. Don't you? You wait your turn. And Trump said, ah, the heck with y'all. Everybody dead. I'm going to go take care of these troops. And that's what he did. And they can't stand it. And there's only a few people in there who can respect that. Few people in Congress that respect it. Few people in politics that go, you know what? God bless them. It's like guys in my, people in my business. I promote. You know, if Candace Owen is the flavor of the day, enjoy. Enjoy. If she can go around the system, a girl who a year and a half ago was criticizing us as conservatives, and if she can come to Jesus and say, you know what? I was wrong and mean it, and convince you of it, and jump around everybody in the loop here, everybody in the chain of command, congratulations to her. Alan West, good friend of mine. Alan did that. I will never get. People were talking, Kevin Jackson. We want some Kevin Jackson. And then somebody goes, do you know this guy? And I was like, nah, you know, who is it? And I watched the speech of him. I went, I don't know him, but that dude is awesome. I hope he does well. Next thing I know, Alan runs for Congress, wins. And then people are going, Kevin, who? And it was like, you know, here I am. I was like, hey, Alan, anything I can do to help? You know, I'm ahead of him. And Alan leapfrogged me like I like nobody's been. He shot by me like Usain Bolt, right? But guess what? We're friends, and I'm happy for him. Good for him. He I don't know what all is going on in his life, but I know Alan. Number one, he's financially very secure at this point. He's running a think tank. He's doing all kinds of stuff. He's still in high demand. Good for Alan. Now, Kevin Jackson just keeps on creeping along. Because I got a really solid team of people that love me. Love working for the team. Not for me. But anyway, we creep along. We do our thing. And we're doing pretty well. But the Republicans don't like that. And oh, by the way, let me tell you something. The people that I may have leapfrogged, there are many of them that don't like it. I'm telling you right now, as God is my witness, they are mad that I leapfrogged them. There's some jealous people in this business. Don't fool yourselves for a second, conservatives. I'd love to tell you everybody's good here and everybody wants for success. Not the case. And so it is with Paul Ryan. Rejected an effort by conservative Republicans to impeach Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, saying the Justice Department is complying with the request for documents regarding the Russia investigation. Here's what he said. I don't think we should be cavalier with this process or this term, he said, of impeachment. Ryan's stance, of course, puts him in odds with Republicans who believe Rosenstein is part of the deep swamp. But guess what? Nope, not going to bother. Now, what do you think Jim Jordan would have done? Because we know what's going on here. We know that Rosenstein's part of the deep state. Rosenstein signed off on the FISA warrant. Steve Scalise, he's a Republican out of Louisiana, third-ranking Republican in the House, said that he'd support Rosenstein's impeachment if it came to a vote. But he added that hopefully the deputy AG will fulfill lawmakers' request before it comes to that. Now, you could say, oh, it's a shot over the bow, whatever. Look, the American people pay the bills. We're asking for full disclosure of what happened with this whole supposed Russiagate thing. Why are they slow walking it? Why are they not letting stuff come out? Oh, it's a matter of national security. Really? Russia spent $46,000 in advertisements on Facebook, and they say, oh, they were trying to thwart the election. But the Democrats can try to let illegals vote, bring them in droves. They can give questions to the, you know, during debates to each other. They can rig the super, you know, super delegates and stuff in their primaries and so on and so forth. And nobody, oh, they're not trying to thwart anything. And then don't even get me started on everything we know about the FBI and what they did to cover for Clinton and make Donald Trump look bad. And these guys go, oh, there's nothing there. Yeah. They want us to believe the impossible. That's exactly what leftism is about. Believe the idiocy of ideas. There is no possible way you can listen to the left, ask a few questions, take it to its logical conclusion, and come to the conclusion that anything they say is good. They talk about tolerance. You say, wonderful. So that being the case, freedom of speech is a good example. A person should be able to say anything, wouldn't you say? If you want to be tolerant, don't you need to hear the other side's view? No. I could sit down with a cross-burning neo-Nazi, and I will listen. I don't agree, but I'll listen.
Kevin, the black folks wouldn't ruin America forever.
And I'd listen to him, and I'd say, you know, look, we didn't ask to come here, bro. We didn't ask to come here. You got us here. Then you guys decided to fight about it. We got free. What's your problem with me? If you want to go beat somebody up, go beat up your bro.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.